Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I taught that when we received the Lord as our Savior, we became one with Him, as we did with our spouse when we got married. So let's pick up there today. I've told you this on this broadcast before, so let me just repeat it. Put them in remembrance. You're not a body with a soul and a spirit. Instead, you're a spirit soul that possesses a body. At the rapture, you're going to put off this body of flesh. You're going to put off this old body and this old nature. And He's going to give you a body fashioned like unto His glorious body. And it will also be a sanctified body that no longer will be even capable of sin. Right now, we're saved from the power of sin. We're saved from the penalty of sin. But in that day, we're even going to be saved at the rapture from the presence of sin. What a day that will be when my Savior I shall see. When I look upon His face, and oh, I can see the wonders of that great, amazing grace. Oh, I hope that you're looking for that day as well. And I hope that you are. So it's very important that we're not only reconciled to God in salvation, but we're also reconciled to Him in our commitment to Jesus Christ as Christians, evermore growing in the holiness, the sanctification of Jesus Christ. Now, these verses then look ahead to eternity. Do you remember in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, we read earlier, the strength of sin is the law. The law shows that we're sinners, and that's sin's strength. That it proves that we're sinners. And so the law proved that. It proved it beyond any shadow of the doubt with each and every one of us that, yes, we are sinners. And so the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. That's why we have a physical death. That's why we were born spiritually dead. We just don't want that second death where we die without Christ and we're forever in the lake of fire. And so we see that we are risen with Christ. Now that you're risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, just like when you get married. Now you're not going to see all those old girlfriends or all those old boyfriends that you used to have. Now your heart, your affection is for that one to whom you're married. And when that marriage produces children, then your affection also goes with those children, and it's yours together. When we receive Christ as our Savior, we became one with Him. Now, as one with Him, let's go out and bring others to Him that may abide as fruit to our account and grow in Him. So He says, set your affection on things above, not on things in the earth. And what a difference that is. The things above are holy. I've heard people say, don't be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Well, my friend, in all the history of man, that has never happened. No one has ever been so heavenly minded they were no earthly good. But almost everyone has been so earthly minded they were no heavenly good. We're told to set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead. That is, you're dead to this world. You're dead to the old things. Now you're risen to walk in Jesus Christ. Your life is hidden in Him. And I hope that you are walking in Jesus Christ. Are you walking in Him? You see, compromising his holiness is never acceptable with God, neither in ministry nor in personal life. That's why we don't have the modern contemporary and emerging church music. Why? Because it is the beat of the world. In other words, that kind of a music in any church is actually an abomination to God. God hates it. It turns his stomach. It makes him sick. And it's not acceptable worship with him. Now, I've had people say to me, well, there are people in your church who listen to contemporary music. And they even have their favorite CCM singer. Or they have their favorite groups. I've seen it on Facebook. Well, that's something that you've seen that, you know that. But listen, I'm not God. I have a personal responsibility as a pastor how the church services are conducted here. I also have a personal responsibility in my own personal life. I don't know what goes on behind their closed doors. I don't know what goes on in their cars and the various other things. But God sees all, and he's the judge. I don't try to justify whatever of the flesh the people of my local church may be involved in. It grieves our heart. We won't justify it. We love them. Their sin doesn't make us love them less, but it does make us pray for them more. And so, when we do those things, because it pleases our flesh, and so, whereas before, you might have listened to rock and roll, but you feel bad about it, now you just add Jesus' names to it. You may say, well, it feels good. Well, that's the same thing the beer and Bible churches are doing. In Florida, and that's been about 20-something years ago, but in Florida, a man started a nudist colony. And he said he was going to call it a Christian nudist colony, only for Christian nudists. That is blasphemy. But so, too, is beer and Bible. So, too, is rock music in a church. You see, putting Jesus' name to it, or putting even Bible words to it, does not make it right. Now, he has called us to repentance and faith. He has called us out of the world. We're to seek those things which are above, not on the things that are on the earth. So quit trying to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Get in the Word of God. Our God is holy, and we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. Don't abominate your walk with God with worldly beat, worldly standards, even if it's private. You know, I look at some of these singers on in magazines of these contemporary singers, and I wonder how many people, if they saw somebody that looked like that come up and said, I'm going to date your daughter, you'd probably flatten them. Okay. And yet, you think that something that would not be acceptable for your daughter is acceptable for God? Don't be so foolish. Because God, you don't fool him. So, understand, God is right. Man is always wrong when it comes to these things. Now, why do people look at the latest church movements? Why do people want contemporary music? They want dress standards to go down. Well, their affections are on things on the earth. They walk in religious flesh, not in a righteous spirit. For ye are dead, verse 3 stated. The word dead does not mean ceasing to exist. Rather, it means separation. When your soul is separated from the body in this life, you hope you better be saved so that your spirit will go to be with God. If you're not, it's going to go to hell. It's only one of those two places. And so, when your spirit separates from this body, it goes to heaven. Now again, we're separated from the power of sin. But we can give it voluntarily, give it control over us. In Romans chapter 6, verse 11 through 14, we see that. Now, we're trying to build all this up because, again, no new commandment. Our text, verse 7, we write unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And, of course, we go to find that we're to love our brother, love the Lord, no darkness, we're to walk in light. All those things, okay, those are all from God. We're to love one another, but we are to love God, and we're to love Him with all our heart. And so, when we think of this, loving God is not doing those things that break His heart. Now, that's part of it. You're not out to break the heart of God. Now, listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 11 through 14. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if you're dead to sin, that does not mean that you have liberty to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. Now, did you notice it said, let not sin? In other words, you can decide to let sin or not let sin reign in your mortal body. God leaves that up to you. Have you ever thought of that? Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but under grace. Now, the strength of sin was the law. Jesus saved us from the condemnation by His blood. We're freed from that power. You see, Satan gained the power. He became the god of this world. When we live according to the lust of the flesh and we try to blend Jesus with the worldliness, we don't please God. We only please Satan. And he laughs at you, and he laughs before God at your stupidity when you do that. You see, you have the power not to let sin reign in your mortal body if you're saved. However, you can have the desire for those things because your affections are not on things above. They're on those things.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans my feet.